I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
But I played well, and I probably ate, no joke, at least 70 milligrams worth of edibles.
And they say if it's from Malone, you leave it alone. But I'm going to tell you what, I would potentially go back.
That's perfect timing. That was perfect timing. Talking about network, you know, network issues. And then I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then you just went, I'm like, and we are back to being again. So he's a fantastic host. Can't, you know, don't get me wrong, but don't trust my butthole remaining the same if I'm near him. You know what I mean?
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
Sometimes even hard wires can lead to slow wiring. Yeah, we're nerds, and that's cool. What's up, nerds? Everybody that's watching, you guys are probably here because it's all about that tech talk and all of that stuff that we don't typically do, but we might be having some internet issues. It wouldn't be a recording if potentially there was a little bit of some issues. Maybe it's on my end. I was kind of making fun of Euban the other day and some of the guys on the Body Wrong podcast, and it turns out it's probably my turn to have some issues, but we'll figure it out. Either way, the voice that you're listening to, it's me. It's Matt. It's Beard Laws, and joining me today, as always, is El Señor. You've been whacking off. What's up, buddy? And
that was perfect timing. That was perfect timing. Talking about network, you know, network issues. And then I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then you just went, I'm like, and we are back to being fucked up again. So,
but at least you have some internet. So that's good.
It's true. It's true. I don't have to film, you know, with my phone this time in the truck. I have to worry about roosters hopping on the truck or anything like that. So
here comes the rooster. Yeah, I actually did, using Riverside, we did an episode of the Yorktown podcast in a hotel room, only using a cell phone. And I'm curious how it's going to turn out. Probably not great, but we did a disclaimer. We're like, sorry if the audio stinks. And you're getting a 10-minute episode that I just wrote mostly while I was taking a dump. So, I mean, you're going to have that, but it's interesting. But yeah, it's a crazy weekend. How'd the golfing event go? You had a little 420 golf tournament. It wasn't a 420 golf tournament. It was a golf tournament that landed on April 20th.
It was a good time. I'm not much of a golfer, but I played pretty well. Like if somebody were to watch me, they're like, hey, you know, this guy may do this occasionally, and I don't. Maybe twice a year. I've been seeing a lot of people talking about like how they love retro stuff, and it's 90s vehicles. Like this guy was like, can I just take a photo shoot of this fucking old like 90s Civic? And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, love classic cars. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I was like, classic cars are 70s, god damn it, not 90s. But I played well, and I probably ate, no joke, at least 70 milligrams worth of edibles. I just kept eating gummies, just double, you know, I'm a big boy, and I always feel like I have to impress people. So I'm doing double what everyone else is doing. I'm like, bam, bam. And the guy who's riding with me doesn't partake often, but he was like, hey, you know, yeah, I'll eat one. Let me take a couple puffs of this. And he's looking at me just like, damn, dude. Oh. And I'm driving the cart. And he's just like, you good? I'm like, fuck yeah, man. I'm fine. Kept lighting up a couple big boys. And I put one to myself. Even the guy that smokes pretty heavily with me was kind of like, nah, I'm good. And I'm like,
ooh.
Amateur. And I was like, let's do this. And I had one where I almost chipped in about, I'd say probably about 60, 70 feet away. And came within 2 inches of just drilling it. And I was like, call me Tiger, baby. I was like, call me fucking Tiger. And my putting game, dude, I'm telling you, it was great. You know, I out with the boys. Smoked myself stupid, ate myself stupid, and they had they delivered these sandwiches, dude. I'm telling you, you want to talk about munchies? They gave me a sandwich, a cookie, chips, a fucking granola bar, and then they gave a whole apple. Which the other guys were kind of like, "Oh, an apple," and I'm like, you know. So these chicks came up and they're like, "Hey, did you guys get your sandwiches?" And I'm clearly holding this big ass container. I go. No. And she's like, whatever, here you go. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, I'm so fucking sly, guys. And they're like, no, that you're just so fat that she just took pity on you. I'm like, either fucking way. Guess you got two sandwiches.
In her brain, she was like, I'm going to pick a battle right now. And the battle is sandwiches because I didn't buy them. You're getting a second one, big boy.
She's like, I really don't give a fuck. You're making this too big of a deal. And I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm going to die on this hill. I did not get a sandwich. Give me one. I will hold this sandwich, take a bite of it, and tell you that I didn't get it. Fuck you. But
was it like Captain Crew?
What was it?
The format of the golf tournament. There's a little bit of a... He'll be back in just a second. We got a little bit of a freeze. I'm going to assume it's a Captain Crew tournament for anybody that's listening. Captain Crew is there's usually four people. On a team, and you kind of take the best ball, maybe best ball, and
maybe probably
captain
back.
Crew. So somebody will tee off, and then or everybody tees off, and then whoever has the better ball, you play from there. Then all four of you hit the ball, and then the better one from there, and stuff like that. That's kind of like the only tournaments I really play these days are that, whether it's Captain Crew, best ball, or whatever it might be. I love it. You get to get a little bit extra toasty, I guess, in Euban's scenarios. You can have all of the potential edibles that you might partake in, some extra beverages, and, you know, everything else. Welcome back.
So did you say it was a Captain Brew? What was that?
No, I was asking, is it a Captain Crew tournament or best ball? I know there's several different names for the... And then what I did is real quick, I was just explaining. There's probably different names, but kind of for the non-golfers, kind of how it is. You know, I'm assuming that's what it was, a four-person teams.
Yeah, they call it like a scramble or whatever. Scramble. But best ball essentially is what it is. And so, of course, we do side bets with the guys that we're playing with. You know, we're gentlemen wagers. So usually it's your cart mate and... against the other two guys. So, and dude, we whooped their fucking ass. It was, which makes it even better.
Oh, we did what
again?
Spoiler. I'm going to say he said he wasn't speaking French. He beat him. And for anybody that doesn't know, like Euban, he might not say this, but he's got some athleticism. Look at it. He's got some football helmets in the background. And I think he plays down that his athleticism, keeps calling himself a fat boy, but he's not a fat boy. He's out there probably he's a big boy, like 6'2". There he is. Probably hammers the drive because chicks dig the long ball.
Dude, so what I told the guys last time was I have so many slices I can open up a pizzeria because I just fucking that shit just slices every single time. I'll even overcompensate.
Like, do you aim left and just ride with it?
I still try to aim left, and you'd be damned. I go left that time, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I have a couple of buddies I used to golf with quite frequently, and they just have a terrible slice, and that's part of their game. They've gotten to the point where they know where it is instead of trying to fix it, so they'll just aim far enough, and it'll just right in the middle of the fairway most of the time.
So how's your putt game?
My putt game's pretty good. I used to be a fairly, for for my sake, a pretty good golfer. My putting was pretty decent.
My
weakest game would be my second shot. That seemed to be there. And here we go with I'm older. The older I got, I actually really played smarter golf. You know what I mean? Instead of getting up there and trying to drive the ball 320, I'd say, you know what? All I got to do is get to 150 because my 7-iron is dead on from 150. So that's how I started playing golf the last like 10 years is, all right, how far to 150? And gotcha. Now that people have those like fancy range scopes or whatever they're called, they could say, okay, we're actually, you know, we're 220 from here, whatever it is. And I'm like, okay, cool. And that's how I would start playing golf.
So I have this club that I got at a garage sale from a old neighbor, and it's a 7-wood. It's called the Baffler.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, every time I'm always like, it's baffling time, you know, and Baffler. I always get this, and everyone's like, oh, shit. I'm going to
look this up while...
God damn, I froze again.
The Baffler. The Baffler 7-wood, he said? Let's see here. Oh, a fairway wood vintage Cobra. I think this has got to be it. It's got a regular flex. Let me show this on the screen. This has got to be it. So if anybody that is just listening, let me know. I'll try to put in the description. And you can own the same club as Eubin 1795. This is the Baffler right here. And, I mean, Azure Haze Gathered Goods, 100% positive. Check it out on the eBay. This is the one, right?
This is the one. Yes. Mine's a little bit more beat up. But does it say the year? Because this thing, it looks older and shit. But I'm telling you, the best club I have in my bag.
Interesting. It's a 22 loft for any of the golfers out there. It doesn't say the year. It does look probably, I'd say 80s, right?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking early 80s even, maybe. But this guy, he was probably 70-something, and this was probably, damn, 10 years ago. So
1985 Cobra Baffler Fairway Woods.
There we go.
1985. Look at that. Cobra, hell of a Cobra. I use some Cobra clubs. Not part of Cobra Kai, but I do enjoy the Cobra clubs. The King Cobra was, I think, a driver that I had for the longest time. It was just a big old, well, not as big as the giggity, the heads on a lot of the clubs now, but it was the bigger gray one, which nowadays is probably half of, you know, the pings and all of those clubs.
They're getting massive now, man. It's crazy. The irons that I have, too, are X22s, Callaways. They nice fucking irons, but my buddy came up to me. He's like, hey, I got these irons, $100 and they're yours. And I'm like, dope, shit. Yeah, that seems great. Okay. And I get him, and I'm taking the plastic off of him, and I'm like, bro, are these new? He goes, I believe so. One of my friends stole it from the clubhouse. And I was like, dope, man. Thank you. And he goes, wait. He goes, there was plastic on him? Fuck, I should have charged you $200. I was like, hey.
Yep.
So every time, everyone's like, damn, you must be a pretty damn good golfer with these clubs. And I'm like, nope. Got a friend who's a piece of shit. So
I got a friend who has a friend who is a piece of shit. Allegedly.
That's right. That's right.
Did you and see you know the guy in professional golf? I can't remember who, cause like, I don't really follow professional golf. I feel like a lot of people our age really don't, but he either won an event or set a record or something like that. And he has 3D printed clubs that he had custom made for himself or something like that. It was pretty awesome. I was like, shit, I got a 3D printer. I would have never thought to make golf clubs.
Right? That's why I have a 3D printer as well. Now I'm like, shit. So I spent all this money on everything else. Like I could use a new freaking, I broke my 5-iron. I need a new one. Shit, for, you know, $2.50, I could probably get myself one.
I wonder, they have to be a different kind of printer, right? Like they can't just be one that me and you have, I'd have to imagine.
Because I'm thinking, I mean, granted, now I made Thor's hammer and that motherfucker is strong, but I'm pretty sure one good whack and it's breaking that motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's enough layers. Like I just went to desktopmetal.com and there's 3D printed golf clubs, prototyping golf club heads with the studio system reduces cost per whatever, about 94% cheaper. And there's different putters and stuff like that. But like I said, it's gotta be something a little bit different, but good for him. Yeah. Bryson DeChambeau was leading the Masters, and he was referred to by the New York Post as the mad scientist. No shit.
What a time to be alive. Well, I know I don't follow golf that much, but I know like the whole with like the Saudis, they invest into their own league or whatever, the LIV or whatever the hell it's called. I know that was a big controversy over the years or whatever, but I don't follow it enough to care either way.
Same.
But I know the Masters was just recently, so I saw the people pranking, like calling hotels and just they called the clubhouse and was like, "Hey, can you get me on at 11? Just me and the boys in town, just feeling like we might want to play a little bit." And she's like, starts laughing. She's like, "You're obviously kidding, right?" He's like, "No, is there something going on in town?" And she just hangs up. I'm like, that's about the only thing I followed during the Masters.
Well, that and the prices of food, they have them, the prices like they were back in the day, I think. I thought I saw something on X or where is it here? Masters. Yeah, they have like egg salad and those are apparently tough to say. Egg salad sandwiches, $1.50. Barbecue, $3. Masters Club, $3. Breakfast sandwiches, $1.50. So they have them like super cheap. And I think it's kind of the thing that they've kind of been able to kind of keep that there. I a couple of guys at work have tried to be on this list to get in for years and years. And obviously, I guess it's super hard because they've never been able to go, but.
Damn. You know, I did see a, speaking of like concession prices, Toronto Blue Jays. I saw a TikTok that was, if you wanted like a chicken strip basket, mm-hmm. Hey, I don't know if it was like 4 or 6 pieces, couldn't tell you, but it was $30 for that and a fries. I don't even know if it came with a drink or not, but like $30 a piece. It was like, damn, I forget. Oh, I wish I would have saved the video.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, they were going through the whole menu and it was outrageous. Granted, I know, isn't like the Canadian.
Dollars, yeah. It's more. Not exactly.
But still not $30 a chicken strip basket more.
No, they're a Canadian dollar, I think it says 73 cents. So we got them by a little bit here. But yeah, it's actually going. It's down quite a bit right now. So it's time to get back to Canada, I think. Yep. One Canadian dollar is 73 cents to the US dollar. Gonna have to go over there and buy a couple of buckets of beers. You can go over there and buy a $5 bucket of beer for $3.64. You wanted to buy those $30 potentially chicken nuggets or whatever was at Toronto, $21.84.
What? See, now the one that I saw, it was like $29 is what they were showing recently, but
yeah. And it's nice now to the credit cards and stuff will do the auto conversions and shit for you. So it takes the math out of the game, but a lot of places won't take, you know, whether, cause we live on a border town, they'll come over here and some places just will say, all right, we'll take Canadian at par. And some places, you know what I mean? Over there, they're like, hey, you know, you got $5, it's $5. It's even money over here, and they're just like, you're going, come on, man, you're ripping me off here. $5 is only $3.60, and they're like, sorry. It's like, all right, I see your game, but I recently, last weekend, we took a trip. One of the kids had sports everywhere, played a ton of basketball games, whatever. It was pretty fun. Stayed at a hotel, which apparently was a 2-star hotel. So I wanted to ask you, like, how do they define the stars in the hotels?
Usually it goes based on amenities, right? So you have your breakfast. Mm-hmm. So did yours have a pool? I'm assuming no.
No pool.
Usually two.
I kind of picked it. There was one that had a pool, one that didn't have a pool. And since there was 5 of us, we needed a third place to sleep. And it was almost $300 at the other place. I don't know if they jacked the prices because there was a couple of tournaments in town potentially, or if it was that much. And I mean, we ended up paying like $140 for a family or executive, some kind of suite that had the kitchen, a little bit of a dining room and stuff like that. I'm like, that's a fair deal.
Yeah.
But they kept saying 2-star hotel.
Yeah. See, that's so even like the ones that I have, like I consider them, you know, very decent properties, but I believe they are 3-star hotels. I think one of them 3.5 because one of them has a meeting space and one of them doesn't. So I think that's one of the categories for it as well. But usually if you have a dine-in restaurant, that gives you 0.5-star. If you're able to do dry cleaning inside, what else is there? Sauna. That's one of the ones.
So this had a fitness center, a sauna, a place to do laundry, Had the breakfast. The breakfast was decent, your standard one, you know, where you can make your own waffles, chocolate or normal, and cereal and all the cool stuff. Like, and it was really, I don't know if it was newer, but it seemed pretty clean. I was super excited. It's one of those places, kind of like the old Pizza Huts, where the roofs were red.
Oh, it's, gotcha.
I was very impressed. The staff was cool, and it's in an area that the name of this place was Malone, and they say if it's from Malone, you leave it alone. But I'm going to tell you what, I would potentially go back.
That's awesome. Back. I mean, that's I always stay where my discount is and stuff, mm-hmm. so I have to travel.
I did check. There was no working discounts in this area.
Yeah. So that's. And that's usually if I have to, you know, go somewhere, I'm like, I'm gonna check in a 30-mile radius because I'm cheap as fuck. I will drive, you know, out of the way. But obviously, if you have tournaments and you have like several games, you want to be as close as possible. So,
it's 18 miles was the closest hotel in this place. That's how like very small town the school was. There, and we even tried looking for Airbnbs, didn't see one. There was kind of like a bed and breakfast. I've never really been to one, and
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm like, I don't think this is going to be the time that I want to try it. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's like a shared house or somebody's actual house, and or you know what I mean. Especially when you have kids, and you're just like, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Because the guy that runs our local one too, he's a weirdo. So it's, I don't know. He's a super nice guy. Runs a restaurant as well, but I would not feel comfortable sleeping near him.
Yeah.
He stays there. He's the one who wakes up and makes breakfast, and I'm like,
Interesting. So he's a guy that always wants to, you know, host the party and host this, but he's going to charge you to come to his place and hang out.
Yeah.
Smart business. And
he's a fantastic host. Can't, you know, don't get me wrong, but don't trust my butthole remaining the same if I'm near him. You know what I mean?
And I had to, you know, obviously a lot of girls in my life. So I had to go down to the lobby and, you know, take a dump a couple of times, be courteous. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Was it? Kind of small room, but I was in the bathroom's pretty clean. I was very impressed. Even the youngest was like, I can't believe this is a 2-star. This is like a 5-star in my books. This is nice. This is the nicest hotel I've ever been in. It was, the rooms were much nicer. The beds were comfy and everything compared to the one that we just spent way more money. But the other place had a pool, a water park, an arcade, mini golf. It had all the things. But the thing that sucked, and this is another one. So there's three levels. The third level had to have a card to scan, or you couldn't get up there.
Ooh,
and I couldn't figure out why that was a thing.
So now, if there was a, that could be for hotel laundry, that could be hotel maintenance, that could be, you know,
there was rooms.
Oh, so those could be executive.
Somebody was checking in, and the guy was kind of being a dick. Something got. Whatever, you know, mixed up, and he was not having it. But it was a hockey dad, and hockey dads are a different breed compared to at least the basketball dads. So he was kind of being a dick. But shout out to them. I did see him later passing a bottle of some kind of liquor around with the boys. So I mean, maybe he was just jonesing for a little drink longer. But yeah, they were on the third level, and she said, hey, just make sure, you know, you're on the third level. You're gonna go up the elevator, take a left, but make sure you scan your card when you get in the elevator, or it will not bring you to the third level. And I'm like, God damn, I want that.
I don't know, because I know with our elevator, there is one that you have to scan because it brings you to the laundry facility. So, like, it has, like, a special, you know, because it one of the elevators has a door like in the back and on the front. So it opens that way.
Yeah.
For that reason, whatever. So, but it's, it's, I don't know. Whenever I stay, as long as it has a pool, breakfast, and just two fucking beds, I'm easy to please. But
yeah.
And again, my employee discount. But I did see this old layout because you were talking about like arcade and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's called a Holodome. Apparently, it's like an old Holiday Inn Express layout to where they have mini golf, an arcade, big ass restaurant, but it's all like in the middle of it. Like in the corridor area or whatever. Dude, it's crazy.
The Holiday Inn Holodomes?
Yes. Apparently that's what the link was, at least, that I clicked on, because this guy was staying at like a comfort. I guess they were big in the 60s, 70s maybe?
Yeah, here's a site, retrogamblings.com of all the sites. And this says the Holiday Inn Holodomes, Retro Ramblers. It's all coming back to you. And it looks like you got a pool. You got some mini golf. This is definitely old school.
Yes, dude. That pool tables. Yeah, that's what it was. And they had like an arcade. And this one was, I guess, an old, like, it's a Comfort Inn.
Look at this. There's even a video of somebody. It looks like it's in Sharonville, Ohio.
Apparently, that was
on YouTube.
Fuck.
Not going to play the video. Not sure which channel, but it is definitely on a VHS recorder. Some retro footage. Interesting. What a time to be alive. You can, and then there's another one here from CNN that is the adult amusement park of yesterday. And it shows some of the same kind of pictures. Sioux Falls. I'm not sure where this one is. Ribbon cutting. George Falls cut the ribbon of the opening the Holodome at the Holiday Inn of North Platte, Nebraska. Oh, Brandon would be. If Brandon was alive in the 70s, he would have checked that out. The Holodome in Nebraska. The owner franchisee was DeWitt Hardin in White River Junction, Vermont. They're everywhere.
God, I love that old school logo with the classic cars in the front. Ah.
Somebody needs to bring these back.
Dude, I think they'd be a big hit. Dude, I've been seeing a lot of people talking about like how they love retro stuff, and it's 90s vehicles. Like this guy was like, can I just take a photo shoot of this fucking old like 90s Civic? And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, love classic cars. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I was like, classic cars are 70s, god damn it, not 90s.
There was a YouTube video. I didn't play it. I didn't know who had it, but it actually shows VHS footage of inside an old Holodome. So maybe we'll put that in the description or check it out a little bit. And there's another one too, from The Ugly Motel. It says inside an old Holodome remodel. The joy of investing in something. So
that's awesome.
The one thing I did not love about this hotel, you could hear every goddamn thing that happened in the room above us. Like fucking people walking, you hear doosh, doosh. There was people that were rolling around on a computer chair.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Dude, it was so loud. And of course, you know, we're trying to get up for the tournament and stuff, but you know what I mean? You don't really want to be the bitch and just like, I can't get up there anyways. I don't have the card. You know what I mean? I was like, man, do I really want to pound on the ceiling right now? Like, and then I was like, how many hockey dads are up there that I'd have to fight? I'm not really tough, so I'd probably lose. And I'm like, god damn. I mean, it was loud. And then as it got a little bit later, they started playing music. So then the voices were even louder. The music was louder. And I was like, god damn it. None of us are sleeping tonight.
So was there a hotel phone in there? Was it like the old school phone?
There was a phone. I have to admit, I didn't really look at it, to be honest with you.
Trick is, usually the hotel numbers are exactly the same. So say if you were in 203, just call 303. It doesn't say where it's coming from.
I
disguise your voice saying, hey, you know, hey, this is Rob at the front desk. I just wanted to say, we've got a couple of complaints about your noise. Could you please keep it down? Otherwise, we have to call the police. Fuck off. You know, bing. And yep. There you go. No harm, no foul. That's what I always encourage people to. Because I'm like, hey, if they're being obsessive, just keep calling their phone. You know, you be the dick. You know, hang up as soon as they answer. Fuck them.
And 6 o'clock, somebody aggressively knocked on somebody's door. And I was like, well, there's a kid slept through it, thankfully, which was cool. But then we did wake up I can't remember what time it was, but we looked and there was two police cars there. Not sure what was going down, but the cops were there having a conversation with a very animated woman. But it was weird because we were walking up, there was this really interesting character. Wasn't quite sure if he was potentially staying at the hotel, but he, hey, I forgot my key down there. Any chance to the housekeeper? You can let me in this room? I know you probably can't. And she's like, well, what's your name? And he said the name, and she looked at something. She goes, well, it is your room. She goes, let me make a quick call. And then by then I was uninvested. I'm assuming he got let in, but, and I don't know, that's why the cops were there, but it was interesting. And there was even a note that kind of not really sketched me out, but the kids were sketched out. It says, for your own protection, make sure you deadbolt the door before you go to bed. And God, I was like,
nighty night, sleep tight.
And it was a pretty big looking label. I mean, it was probably a 2-inch by 6-inch, 8-inch. Like big white with red for your own safety.
So damn. Like, huh. Damn. Yeah, for everyone else's like safety, I would just say, just, you know, if you see me in the breakfast room, watch out, because I'm going to be like stealing pieces of bacon everywhere. Every time I smell bacon from work, I'm always like, ooh, there's bacon today. And they always have a to-go tray ready for me. They're like, here you go. And I'm like,
See, I didn't have it. We didn't have the bacon there. There was no bacon, but I was craving bacon for some reason. I went across the road, got a sub, and I got myself a little BLT.
There you go. There you go. Dude, subs are too fucking high right now. Insane.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you see Subway?
I haven't been to Subway in a long time. There's a local sub shop here, chain that's local to us, and I can't make a decision, so I always go sub of the day. And it was cool because each location, each shop, they had like the ability to come up with a sub of the day. So maybe the supplies were a little bit low, or they had too much of this or whatever. They're trying to move it. So it was kind of like a cool thing. You had to go there. They weren't posting the shit on the internet. Oh, it's a sub of the day. Perfect. I'll have that. Well, now at all the locations, it's the same sub of the day every day of the week.
Oh, damn.
So and on Sunday, it's seafood salad. And that's like the one sub. I'm like, I'm not smashing that. No.
I'm not a big fan of that one either. They're always like, hey, this one's like $4.99. I'm like, you can, I'll give you $5 to keep it. Like, no, thank you.
Well, their sub of the days are $7.99.
For how many inches?
Foot long, I guess, is what it would be.
Yeah. Nice. So okay. So
that's every day you can get whatever it is. Sub of the day, $7.99.
See, that we have a, they opened up a Jersey Mike's or whatever. That was, damn, it's like $16, it seems like, to get yourself a foot long and a meal. Like, it's pricey. Subway now is $6 for a 6-inch. I mean, it's crazy. We have one that's called Mr. Good Sense. I don't know if you have those. I think it's a Kansas City deli, but fucking delicious. But $14 for a 16-inch sub.
Okay. Probably loaded with meat.
It is. And it's like they slice it right in front of you.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm telling you, just... If I ever could get a sponsorship, Mr. Good Sense, I fucking love you with that spicy brown mustard.
Ooh.
Subway got rid of spicy brown. Another reason why I tossed them to the side. Good Sense, you know what's up. You keep that shit and you keep it fresh.
And Subway, don't they slice the meat in front of you now?
I don't think so. I mean, you know what? It's been so long since I've been there. It's probably over a year now, but it's, I went one time to get. Ooh, sorry. So it hasn't been, it was a year until my buddy, after a dart tournament, was like, hey, I'm going to buy something. You know, there's a Subway right here. And I'm like, you know, it's been a minute. And I was like, a meatball sub sounds fucking fire. And I was like, you know what? That sounds good. And he's like, all right, we get into Subway. There's two like guys working, and I'm like, this is weird. Usually, you know, where we're from, it's always young women or whatever for some reason. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. And they are just bumping rap music. And I'm like,
ooh,
okay. And you can tell as soon as they turn around, these two boys are fucking high off their asses.
New rap or old rap?
It was new. I didn't understand it. So yeah, it was definitely within the last 5 to 10 years, I would say.
Gotcha. Makes sense, I'm sure.
And it was explicit, you know, it definitely was. It was connected to an auxiliary or Bluetooth for sure.
Hell yeah.
But they're sitting there and they make his sandwich. I'm like, all right, cool. And I was like, can I get a meatball marinara? And they're like, yeah. And he goes, there's only four meatballs in here. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, all right, man. And I go, hey, how about those pretzels that you guys are selling? Are those good? He goes, nah. And I was like, fuck, really? And he goes, what would you dip it in? I go, oh, cheese, for sure. He goes, comes with honey mustard, dude. And I go, oh, pass. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'll go ahead and pass. You know, thank you. And he's like, yeah, for sure, for sure. And he goes, you know what? It is good. Those cookies. And I was like, you know what? Just give me a fucking cookie then, man. Hell yeah. He goes over there going through all these trays and he goes, my man, we're out of cookies. And I go, I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, you are getting my hopes up. What the fuck? You know? And I was like, all right. I was like, can I just get a Philly cheesesteak? And he's like, for sure, for sure. And he goes, and I go, motherfucker, really? And he goes, I'm fucking with you. We got Philly cheesesteak. Like, all right, dude. All right.
Well played, young buck.
Yeah, dude.
The only time I go to Subway is if I randomly get an alert on the app that says buy one, get one. And I'm like, yep. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. So we did that not too long ago. This is going to be a shocker, on the way back from a basketball tournament. So we stopped in and they had the cookies, cookies, pretzels. And what's the other one they have? The churros?
Churro.
Fucking trash. Trash. They are fucking. See? And I was pumped because I nowhere else around me really has them. We tried it. Terrible. Tried the pretzel. I love pretzels. Fucking love them. They
me
were
too.
Trash. They were garbage. Cookie, your boy didn't lie, was amazing.
See?
Was awesome.
And that's what he said too, because he goes, he's like, I wouldn't even fuck with the churro. Like, he was very genuine. And then, yep. Like, as we're eating our meal, his other friend comes, like, he was there originally, but then he kind of went in the back, did his fucking, probably smoking another fucking J. And then he's like, hey, man, you guys want some of these cookies? And I go, I ain't falling for this shit again, bro. I was like, your guy already told me about these cookies. They ain't fucking there. He goes, no. Like the round ones we got right here, dude. And I was like, for free? And he's like, for sure. And so he gives three and he puts them in a package. I go, okay, dope. Me and my buddy are going to share one and a half. And then he gives me three. And I go, oh, shit. Oh. He goes, I made them, bro. They're fucking fire. And I go, what'd you put in them? And I was like, is there something special in these? He goes, no, you want some? And I was like, no. I was like, no. And so we're eating these fucking cookies. Fire. They were so fucking good, dude. And they look at us and they're like mopping and stuff. It's getting close to closing time. And he's like, hey, do you mind if we bump this a little bit louder? And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I thought maybe like 2 to 3 notches. No, doubled. It was already kind of loud. I mean, definitely. Like, I thought I was in a club. And I'm sitting there eating this Philly cheesesteak. It's kind of dry. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just like, And it's just boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and I got some free cookies out of the deal though. So it was worth it. It was worth it.
Hey, just another thing. Maybe when you're high, you're maybe not the best, you know, cook or cleaning or something potentially, but there's just more proof that, you know, people that smoke, they make good cookies. And every bakery should spend a lot of time being baked.
Absolutely. Dude, I mean, these guys, top tier sandwich artist in my book.
You think they're still working there?
Oh, I hope so. It's been, I mean, it's probably been like over a month and a half now, probably, if I'm thinking correctly now. So,
I was thinking a year or two, and I was like, are they still there?
I went a year, and then I forgot that motherfucker conned me into going into Subway. So I'm like, fuck. And then I was like, meatball sub? Nope. God damn, now meatball sub sounds good again. Fuck.
It does too. It does. And I haven't eaten dinner. So what we'll do? Well, I just looked at the clock for the first time. We're about 35 minutes. We're trying to do some shorter episodes because apparently with all this short content, people's attention spans aren't very good. So we're trying to do smaller, tighter episodes. Giggity. And hopefully you guys enjoy them. If not, well, I enjoyed the hell out of it. Isn't it so much faster doing like 30 minutes? I looked down. I was like, holy shit.
So I mean, I can't say anything since I have internet issues. I looked and it says 11 minutes on my end. And I go, damn, we're really cutting this really short. And I go, oh, no, it's because my internet's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I mean, hey, at least you have some internet. But either way, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Euban, I appreciate the hell out of you, brother. Hopefully the rest of the week goes good, my man.
Absolutely, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. Congratulations on the basketball tournament.
Champions. I didn't get to play or we would have dominated even more. But pretty proud. Pretty proud. It was it was fun to watch. And just like that, back into softball mode. So
there you go. Likewise. Can't wait. We're all going to have – you're going to see my ass getting some sunburn. This forehead's going to be fucking red moving forward.
I'd be happy for that because of the last softball game we had. It actually sleeted, snowed, rained, and was fucking cold. So – bring on some warm weather, please. Just for a couple of weeks. That'd be nice.
There we go. There we go. That way we can get a little suntan on that butthole.
Ayo, let's suntan those beeholes. All right. Can't thank you enough. you've been, anybody that's still listening for whatever reason, appreciate it. Sorry we made you hungry. Get out there, have some gummies, go golfing. Feel free to maybe eat some Subway, stay at a 2-star hotel, and just live life a little bit. So be good to your wieners. Keep your sticks on the ice. We'll see you next week.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beard Loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, and beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day and night. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather round, well, listeners keen, to the Beard Loss podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beard Loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.